The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here and joining us on the Richard Haddam's Paranormal Bookshelf Season 3 preview episode with our special guest, Susan Lambert.
Hello, Richard.
So we've established this before. The format of how we do this is you ask me questions, I answer them. Hopefully we can all get out of here with our lives.
Let's hope so. So, Mr. Richard Haddam, what can listeners expect? You really upset. Okay. Seriously, Richard.
Yeah. Yes.
What can listeners expect from this season three?
Okay. Season three is going to start with communion. Okay. It's a two-parter. So the first two episodes will be about Whitley Strieber's communion. And I've mentioned that before, but I do want to let you guys know that in the middle of the season, we have a really cool book by Sam Knight called The Premonitions Bureau, which it just came out a few years ago. If you haven't read it, read it. I actually think this one would be a good one to read before you listen to the episode. You don't have to, but you can certainly do it, and it will not hurt your enjoyment of the episode. And then, and I haven't mentioned this to anyone yet, but we're going to end the season with another two-parter, and it's going to be The Hungry Ghosts by Joe Fisher. Now, this is a book that Scott and Forrest on Astonishing Legends and I covered on their show a couple years back. And it's a book that we all really love. It truly is maybe the scariest book I've ever read. And I'm really excited with how the two episodes came out. So that'll be at the end of the season. So that's a few of the stuff a few of the books we're going to cover.
That is so amazing. I really think, I'm seriously excited, except that I will not be listening to Communion.
Why not?
I've never read the book.
That's okay.
And I don't want to read the book.
Well, you don't have to. That's why you listen to the episodes.
No, I'm very afraid of that book.
Okay.
Because that's the book that when Dan Poffenmeyer lost his mind after we lost time, he read that and he lost his mind even more. And then he was like, you have to read this book. And I was like, no, you've lost your mind over this incident that happened to us. And I don't want to lose my mind.
Okay. You're talking about Dan Poffenmeyer, who is a guy that is a friend of ours. He's an animator, creator of Phineas and Ferb. You say he lost his mind. Of course, you don't mean that literally.
No, but we had a Lost Time episode, which we've talked about on Astonishing Legends with you and Scott and Forrest. And, but that is something where everybody was like, you have to read this book because it's so upsetting. And then Dan was like, you have to read this book because I think it explains what happened to us. But in that time, he was really obsessed about that Lost Time period. And I felt like maybe I didn't need to read the book and I shouldn't read the book. So I never read the book.
It's so weird that you possibly have had an abduction experience, and it's just not a part of our marriage or anything we ever talk about.
No, because quite honestly, it could just be that we were idiots because we were, 18 or 19, or it could be something else. But either way, I'm not one who needs to understand what the universe is trying to tell me at every moment.
Well, there are things about you, though, like your relationship to electronic stuff is insane.
Yes, sometimes. It depends on the time. I'll go years without an electronic issue. And then suddenly I'll have a year where I tend to sort of shut down or break or cause electronics. I feel like I tend to do that and make them break, make them not work. And when I was working for a magazine called Box Office Magazine, I struggled with the computer system there immensely, and no one else did. And I'm not like un-tech savvy. Certainly at that point, I was more tech savvy than I am now. But I tend to have sometimes, and then I'll go years without a problem, but then sometimes when I'm maybe particularly stressed or something's happening, I will have some struggles with electronics working properly for me.
I think it feels like it's constant. I feel like every time I walk into your office, you're engaged in some kind of battle with your computer.
Well, I think we all are these days. So some of that is just the broken tech of our current world, which has to do with, collapsing capitalism or whatever, But I think that I've also been particularly stressed for, a few years, like most alive people.
But should we talk about the weird thing that happened to us?
Oh my God. Since we're talking about weird things.
Okay. So here's a really weird story. I just want to toss this in really quick. Okay. I don't have a lot of supernatural experiences. You guys know that. Susan had one in a hotel in Colorado, but that's for another time.
But also the one with Dan Povemeyer.
Well, but we don't know. That one to me is still, that's in a question mark box.
Oh. Okay.
I was distant enough from it. I can't make any judgments. Anyway, and besides, that's between you and Scott and Forrest and Dan. Here's a weird thing that happened to Susan and I about a week ago. Okay. And again, this has never happened before.
It has not.
Okay. So I'm having a dream. Now, I would say that since COVID, my dreams have changed in that they are now very mundane and they do not have a lot of emotional context or content. I'm not having dreams where I wake up feeling bad, feeling good. I'm in a place. There's other people. I wake up. I just feel like my brain has sort of been treading water.
Is that like, do you think that's something particular to the COVID experience of the world? Like, and you're talking about since COVID began, not since having COVID.
No. I mean, since the quarantine lockdown, I think it did have an effect. I just think this was the effect for whatever reason.
You.
Yeah. It, for me, it made my dreams very mundane, and my dreams have been super mundane with two or three standouts of, oh, that was a big one the other night. Anyway, so here's what happened. In the dream, Susan and I are going into a restaurant, and it's kind of like, we're steps down from the street, sort of, I don't know if it's an underground restaurant, but we're going to a restaurant, excited about it, looking forward to an evening out. I'm getting into an elevator, which I think is now going to take me further down to the restaurant. I get into the elevator, and then I suddenly realize I've actually stepped onto a subway train, which is now traveling. And of course, my first thought is, oh, this is bad. She was right behind me. Now I'm on a subway. She's going to look around probably right now and think, where did Richard go? Where is he? So I'm like, okay, there's nothing I can do about it now. I'll wait till the next stop. I'll get out. I'll get on the other train. I'll come back. It'll be a funny story. It'll be 5 minutes. In the dream, I get to the place, I get off, I see someone who I know, we start talking, suddenly we're in a conversation, and then suddenly I'm like, wait a second, I can't be talking to you. Susan's going to be wondering where I am. I need to go. I can't talk anymore. I walk, I try to find the train. I can't, I look on my phone. I'm trying to figure it out. But the entire time I am plagued with this notion of Susan has no idea where I am. She's wondering where I am. I've got to go get back to where Susan is. All right. I wake up because my dog Bowie is whining. And I wake up and I go downstairs to feed the dogs. I've got my phone with me. I look at my phone. It's now 5:45 in the morning. And there's a text that I have received from Susan at 3 a.m. And the text says, "Where are you?"
Yes.
I am totally freaked out. I'm like, wait a second. This is connecting in some weird way. I go upstairs. When you wake up, I tell you, what was going on with you at 3 in the morning that you would send me that text?
All right. Well, again, I'm having a lot of weird dreams, but that night I was not. I just happened to wake up at like what felt like 2:45, and I look over to look at you to figure out why I woke up, because the dog's right there, they're sleeping, and I don't see you. I don't see you in the bed next to me. I see Luna, our dog, the not Bowie dog, but I don't see you. I think you're out of the bed, which is unusual for you.
But I'm not out of the bed. I'm clearly not out of the bed because I did not wake up at all in the course of the night.
I'm not in the bathroom.
No, I'm not in the bathroom.
You could have been sleepwalking.
No. Don't confuse things. I don't sleepwalk. And the number of times that I'll get up in the middle of the night and leave the bed and go downstairs, or I'm sick or something, that happens maybe once a year. So it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. It used to happen more. Like, I remember there were times when it used to happen more. Like, you'd get up and you couldn't go back to sleep, so you would go downstairs so you wouldn't wake me up. But that's what I think has happened. Like, I think that when I look over and don't see you, and I don't know why I don't see you, but I didn't see you. Now, to be fair, I don't have very good vision without my glasses on, and I don't sleep with my glasses on. So I just didn't Right. see the presence of you.
It's not like you saw the covers thrown back and an empty space.
I feel like there was an empty space.
Okay, but, go on.
Okay, so I just am like, where is he? He must be downstairs. I hope he's okay. Should I get up and go find him? And then I was so tired, I didn't want to.
You were so concerned, you texted me and went back to sleep.
I texted you and I fell back to sleep. Now, to be fair, that's it, you know. We're tired. It may have been a dream.
You weren't that worried.
It may have been a dream. I was worried enough to text you. I felt weird texting you. I remember being like, well, what am I going to do? Should I go down? I'll just text him. And if something's going on, he'll let me know.
By texting you back while you're asleep.
You don't know that I went right back to sleep.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I had to be so sure you were out of the bed.
Yes.
That I was sure you were downstairs.
And that is weird.
That is weird.
That is totally weird. That's the end of the story, folks. We don't have an explanation beyond that. She woke up, didn't see me, texted me, "I'm asleep all night long, having a dream that I am somewhere else, and Susan is wondering where I am."
I'm not sure you didn't sleepwalk, and you wouldn't know it if you did. You slept walk. I saw you gone. You had a dream that you had to get back. You tried to get back, so you got back in bed. And then you woke up a few hours later.
There's nothing to back that up, folks. I just want you to know, I don't subscribe to that theory.
It was weird. It was weird. I really did think you were not in the bed. Otherwise, why would I have texted you?
Hey, do you have more questions for me?
I do. Okay, do you have any like announcements of what's coming up also in the year of season 3?
Yeah, actually I do. I talked about this in another episode in the intro section, but I want everyone to know that I'm going to be at the Mothman Festival this year. It's going to be September 20th and 21st in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, the same place it's been ever since its first year in 2002. Now, No one has ever said, oh, we have a Mothman festival because of the movie. But I got to tell you, the movie came out in January of 2002. And then in September of 2002 was the first Mothman festival. Not taking credit for it, just saying there may be a connection. Now, I've wanted to go all these years, and it's occurred to me, oh, maybe on the 10th anniversary. Well, maybe on the 20th anniversary. But, you know, we have kids that go to school in September. I've usually been on a show where I'm working in September, so it's never worked out. But this year, Jeff Wamsley, the guy who runs the thing, got in touch with me and said, would you like to be here as an official guest? And I said, break open that wallet. And lo and behold, I'm going to the Mothman Festival.
And so am I.
Oh, wait, you're going too?
I am.
Wow, look at this.
We're going to go together.
This is going to be great. There's going to be merch. We're going to be all set up. Hopefully you guys can make it and I can see you and meet with you. I'm going to do some sort of presentation there. Jeff and I haven't talked about exactly what. And I'm also working to set up a live podcast from Point Pleasant or somewhere in the environs. Now, when I say a live podcast, this is like what I did last fall. When I do a live podcast, all that means is we all gather in a room and I talk for an hour reading from my podcast.
Welcome to my life.
So that's what you can look forward to. It's not, you know, it's not a conversation like this. It's not, you know, it's me doing a podcast and you guys getting to personally listen. Now, last fall, I did one and then we very quickly aired it. It was the Mammoth Mountain Poltergeist. Now, I've written a whole new live podcast. It will not be recorded this season. You will only be able to experience it by coming to a live show. And it'll be a book you don't know about, which I will not announce. You will not know it until you show up. And a story from my life that you don't know about, you will not know until you hear it. And those will be the live shows that I'll do this year. Now, the first one I'm going to do is going to be in Dallas. It is going to be on Wednesday, August 20th, okay, in Dallas, Texas. And the Dallas fans are reaching out and saying that they're excited and they want to come. And I say, please. In fact, if you're anywhere near Dallas, please come and see it. Now, right now, we're recording this in May. It's not going to be until August. We have not locked down the specific location where it's going to take place. But here's where I'm reaching out to the listeners. All right.
Ooh.
Because we've got a couple of more locations and we don't have the actual site locked down for any of them. So I want you guys to reach out. Let me give you some information. The locations we're looking for, the kinds of places that would be ideal for all of us to meet and for me to do a live podcast will be, well, let's see. The first one, cheap or free. That's a big one.
Yeah. Yes. Cheap or free. Let's go.
Yeah. Haunted would be great. A cool, interesting haunted location would be great. That is also cheap and or free. Sound good?
That sounds good to me. Not too haunted, though.
Not too haunted. Okay,
just a
guys.
A little haunted.
A little just
like some fun haunted.
Fun haunted.
Fun haunted.
What would be fun?
Haunted.
Okay. That means nothing happens while we're there.
Well, nothing too scary. Because okay. at the live read in yeah. LA.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened right before the show that you talked about during the show. Yes. And then someone in the audience saw somebody.
Yes. So it was haunted, but it didn't really affect us.
No, I didn't see anything. So as long as I don't have to experience it, I'm good.
Okay. Well, there you are, folks. So cheap, haunted, cool. And here's my thing. It should be a place with cocktails or cocktails allowed. So it can be like, and some of you have reached out saying, hey, there's this craft beer place that's got a room in the back and people do live shows and there's music and authors do readings and stuff. And that's great because you can buy a drink at the bar and then wander into this room and, you know, at a specific time, we'll do our thing. So that would be great. Or a place that allows alcohol. So I will bring stuff and I'll make drinks because everyone knows I do that. And I'm happy to do that. So those are the requirements. All right. Please reach out. Here's how you reach out. You can either email me at this email address, richard@richardhaddamsparanormalbookshelf.com, which is basically the email when you go onto my website and you go to contact and it says email me. That's the email address, richard@richardhaddamsparanormalbookshelf.com. So that would be one way you can contact me. And the other way is to stop on by, join our Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group that I am telling you guys is the best, coolest place on the internet. The internet is this new thing. There's only a couple dozen places to go. This is one of them I think you're going to like.
Oh, well, I mean the 80s TV Ladies Facebook page is
pretty good too. And the 80s TV Ladies is cool too. That's my wife's podcast. That's Susan Lambert. That's a good one too, but I'm really pushing the Richard Haddams Paranormal Bookshelf one. I think you're going to like it. The people are kind. All we do is talk about books and ghosts and cats. And that's pretty much what we do. And that keeps us busy all day and night. So come on there and reach out, or any other way you can think of to let me know of a location that you think would work. Now, let's be honest, folks. I'm looking at a place that can hold anywhere from, I'd say, 25 to absolute maximum 50 people. Okay. If you can find a place that works in that range, let me know. And again, what are the three things? Free, Haunted, and cocktails.
Well, that sounds fun. So I have a question. So we're going to nail down a place in Dallas.
Yeah.
So if you know a place in Dallas, where else are we thinking of going?
So here's what we're going to do, because we're going to be at the Mothman thing anyway.
Yeah.
The Mothman thing is on the weekend of September 20th and 21st in Point Pleasant. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to travel from there to Washington, D.C. We're going to do a show Monday night, September 22nd in Washington, D.C. And Tess Feifel actually said she might help us find a place.
Oh, we love Tess.
We love Tess. But if you guys know of a place, we'll reach out anyway, and we'll put all that intel together. Then we're going to travel the very next day to Baltimore, Maryland, and do another show on Tuesday, September 23rd. The very next day, Philadelphia, Wednesday, September 24th. Then we're going to head up to New York.
New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Take one night off to see a show that you're dying to see. This is totally you. What are we going to see?
We're going to see Waiting for Godot with Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. I mean, come on. I've never seen the show live. And it's going to be Bill and Ted in Waiting for Godot.
Now, this is so funny because this is not like, you're not a huge Keanu head, but you're a mild Keanu head.
I'm a mild Keanu head. I like sad Keanu.
Sad Keanu. Okay.
But anyway,
well, Waiting for Godot, you're going to get it.
Anyway, the point being is that for some reason I got a notice. I get a lot of notices about shows in New York and shows everywhere, but for some reason that came in and I felt the need for the guy who starred in Speed.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I can't take it. All right. Anyway, so we're going to take one night off.
We're going to go see that.
Thursday, September 25th, we're dark. No show. We're going to go see Keanu Reeves.
Or join us at Waiting for Godot.
Yes. Or there you go. Our child, Owen, is in New York. We'll probably see Owen. And then the next night, Friday, September 26th, there'll be a live show in New York City.
Somewhere in the New York City tri-state area.
Right. Might be Queens. That's where Owen is. But we'll be there somewhere. And again, I am reaching out to you guys. If you have a place that you think would be cool, all right? What are the three things? Once again, free, Haunted, and cocktails. Let us know. All right? Those are the dates. So once again, the dates, Washington, D.C., Monday, September 22nd. Baltimore, Maryland on Tuesday, September 23rd, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Wednesday, September 24th, and then skip a day and it'll be New York City, Friday, September 26th.
And that will be if we're still talking to each other. I will be there.
Susan will be there, and don't worry, even if we're not talking to each other, she'll be there. You'll get to meet her too.
No, yeah, it feels a little bit like we're an indie band and I'm your groupie.
I know. This was not the career trajectory I was looking for.
It was not mine either. Well, but at the same time, I love, here's the thing. If you missed the live show in Los Angeles, if you made the live show in Los Angeles, you know how spectacular that was. It was a unique experience, a unique storytelling experience. And I am inclined to like you and like your stories, you know, for reasons. But I thought you did an amazing job and it was a really wonderful show. And I think everyone thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good time. We all had a good time. I think, you know, you guys don't have to worry about it. You know, you're going to have fun. And I would love to see you. And it'll be fun to debut a show that no one's seen or heard. So
I know I'm excited about that because, you know, I'm excited.
I know, because this one's about you. All right.
No, that's not just the only reason. I actually don't love the ones about me because I'm very private. I'm like a mushroom. I understand. I'm under a log.
Well, you're going to be there and you're going to have to hear it. Susan, thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God, this was really fun. And I feel like we kind of, you know, it felt really awkward at first, like a first date. But then it feels like at the end, like we're married, been married for 20 years.
It always does. Thank God.
Yay.
All right, everyone. New season starts in 2 weeks, June 13th. Until then, be safe and be well. Find the light in the dark, and we will see you again soon.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.